We have talked a lot on this show about Massachusetts vaccine rollout, especially lately, how the sign-up system is clunky at best, how the state lags behind others in overall distribution. Right now, the CDC says the Bay State ranks 13th from the bottom of states in vaccine distributions by population. But Connecticut, interestingly, is 6th from the top. So is the nutmeg state really that much better at rolling this out? What gives? Let's ask two veteran reporters. First, we have our own WBUR's Martha Biebinger and John Dankosky, who is a reporter and host of the podcast Steady Habits from the Connecticut Mirror in Hartford, Connecticut. They have both been reporting on vaccine distribution. Both are on the line now. Welcome to the show, Martha, John.
Thanks so much
for having me.
Great to have you. So, Martha, I'm going to start with you, and I am just going to say, Martha, what gives? Are we as bad as the rankings suggest?
Well, here are the numbers, Tiziana. Mass has injected about 60% of the doses delivered. Now, some of those are appropriately in storage for people who are in line for their second dose, but Governor Baker said yesterday he is not happy with where we are in this rollout. He was unapologetic, though, for some of the reasons for it, some of the decisions his administration made early on.
The decision we made to vaccinate straight out of the gate hospital workers, the decision we made to organize and structure a very significant and complicated outreach program to congregate care providers, and the decision we made to choose to be focused early on homeless people, who would not necessarily be part of the rollout in many other places, I think we did the right thing there. But I get the fact that that meant other people needed to wait. And I'm not satisfied with where we are.
Now, I might just, with a nod to my buddy John, I might just say there's a lot of critique of these rankings as well, because some healthcare leaders who focus on getting vaccines to people of color and some of those underserved populations that the governor was just talking about, we know those people have been at greater risk for infection, hospitalizations, and deaths. These leaders say that if you're going to speed up, you're going to vaccinate people who are the easiest to reach, and those are more likely white people than people of color. And so if you shift to speed for just focusing on speed, you may well end up with even greater inequities due to COVID, meaning more people of color getting sick and dying.
Okay, there's a lot there, but because you gave that nod to what it says on paper and to John, I'm going to turn to him for a second, because John, CDC, Bloomberg, Johns Hopkins, their metrics put Connecticut high in the rankings, but optics and reality can be different. So is Connecticut where it looks like it is, and are residents satisfied with the rollout?
Well, right now, I think the governor, Ned Lamont, has been pretty satisfied indeed. He says that we're in a race. Now, when he talks about a race, it's not necessarily against Massachusetts or any other state. He's been trying to get the vaccine into the arms of as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, because he's very concerned, as we all are, about the variants that have been showing up in various places in the U.S. and certainly other places around the world. At this point, Connecticut has basically prioritized speed. They've said, we're going to get this into the arms of course, healthcare workers first, but also those 75 and older. And one of the things that the governor has told us is that's just the most efficient way to get the most doses out to people. What Martha talks about is very true. The Connecticut Mirror did an analysis of the population of the state and how exactly this breaks down. And what we found is that 84% of the people 65 and over in the state of Connecticut are white. That compares to about 66% in the overall population. What that means is that an awful lot of people who are 55 and over, who are Black, who are at much higher risk of morbidity from this disease, aren't going to get vaccinated as quickly. So that really is the flip side, and that's the rub. Do we want to do this fast and get it out to as many seniors as possible, or do we want to put more younger priority groups first? And Connecticut's kind of made its choice there.
Oh, there's so much I wanted to get to on that. Let's piece it out. So, Martha, I'm going to come back to you for a second. We've got this setup of sort of speed and efficiency tends to equal white. Governor Baker has made strong statements that we were slower in the beginning on purpose to reach more vulnerable people. but there have been logistical challenges in and of themselves. Is what Governor Baker said sufficient to explain the ways that we lag?
Well, no, you're right. There are definitely logistical challenges. You know, there were too many doses going to nursing homes where only about 50% of the staff wanted them. Universities and clinics, in some cases, got more than they needed and were sitting on them until eligibility groups opened up. You mentioned the clunky registration websites at the beginning. And of course, the big overriding factor is this unpredictable supply and figuring out where to send it on short notice when the administration figures out how much it's going to get. Of course, the Biden administration is promising to speed that up. But I might just say one more thing, if you don't mind, about age and race, because I had a compelling conversation with a doctor last week who works in Lynn, which is a largely minority community, very hard hit by COVID. She said, you know, don't live to 75. So when you start phase two, which Massachusetts has done at age 75, you're essentially prioritizing whites.
All right. So that obviously is the front and center question in this moment. John, Martha, I'm gonna open it up to the two of you to talk to me and to each other. What are Connecticut and Massachusetts doing to address those access issues? And when does speed stop being the driving factor if speed equals white people are going to get vaccinated? John.
Well, one thing I'll say, we've talked to the governor about this, and he's very concerned, too. And I don't want to make this sound like Connecticut does not believe that this is a problem. They absolutely do. Governor Lamont has addressed this concern over and over again. It's why frontline essential workers are part of this phase 1B. Essentially, these are folks who are largely Black and brown residents of Connecticut who work in some of these frontline places like grocery stores that need to stay open. These are people who are in the 1B group. They just happen to be coming in after those 65 and over. But the governor has said we are prioritizing them. The other thing that the state has done really well in the last couple of weeks, honestly, since nosy reporters like us started asking a bunch of questions about it, is they really have beefed up the phone system, something that was pretty clunky early on for people to register for their vaccines. And they've also done a much better job as far as doses used. We had been questioning these numbers that you see on the CDC site when Connecticut was doing very well in terms of vaccinating a percentage of the population, but not terribly well as far as getting total number of doses into the arms of people that they have available. That number's risen quite a bit from around 60-some percent to 76% in just the last week or so. So it seems as though Connecticut has made a priority recently of trying to solve some of these clunkiness issues for seniors to get appointments, and also just to make sure that they're more concerned about using the doses they've got as opposed to just the overall number of the population that is getting vaccinated.
So Martha, throwing it back to you, and hopefully in your response, you can give us a little bit about that phone system.
Yeah, the phone system has been a big problem. There's an effort to open a phone bank that will hopefully help seniors sign up more quickly. The larger equity response in Massachusetts is focused on geography. It's focused on the hotspots where people have shown they're most likely to be infected, hospitalized, and die. And so that means more vaccines to pharmacies in those areas. It means more vaccines to the community health centers that serve those areas and to the local health departments in those cities and towns.
So, Martha, to that point, we know that the Biden administration has announced it's going to start sending more doses over and above what goes to states to private pharmacies. How fast do we think that could make a difference?
I don't know about how fast it will make a difference in the rates for race or distribution overall, but there is a prioritization in some of those hotspot communities for doses that are coming in through that new Biden pharmacy initiative.
Excellent. And John, I heard you wanted to jump in there. We're close to time, but jump on in.
Yeah, just very quickly, I wanted to say that a couple of things that Connecticut's trying to do is find new ways to actually get people to their appointments. A lot of buses going to clinics. Uber actually worked, we believe, the first time anywhere in the country with the town of Vernon to give people Uber rides to go get their vaccines. This is something they want to pilot around the rest of the country. In other parts of the state, they're talking about paramedics going out and getting high-risk seniors at home So we're trying a lot of things to make this system work a little bit better and more efficiently where people are.
And Martha, in our last 30 seconds, what's the next big challenge to address here in the Commonwealth?
The supply is the overriding issue. How fast will demand is exceeding supply many fold here. So you have to fix the ways that people are going to get their vaccine with better, more sites, more hours, easier sign up. But then you have to have the supply to meet that demand.
Wow, so helpful, the two of you. Thank you. That is WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger and John Dankosky, who is reporter and host of the podcast Steady Habits from the Connecticut Mirror in Hartford. So helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's always good to be on. Thanks.